Upland Bible Church, Pastor Richard J. Olson, 920 Upland Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89107. Second class, Sunday, February 18, 2024, Romans.
All right, as we get ready for part two, a few moments of silent prayer, shall we? Father, we thank you once again for your infinite and your matchless grace. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have magnified your word over all of your name. And therefore, the word of God is more important than the very air that we breathe. And as we assemble this morning to fellowship in the word, we ask that our teacher, God the Holy Spirit, will set apart the absolute truth of Scripture to the nourishment and to the benefit of each one of our souls. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Most of you, if not all of you, are very well aware and stay with the prayer list, and you know that Randy's going to be running some spiritual hurdles this week with surgery, and I encourage all of you and to remember him in your prayers. That'll be Tuesday. Only thing is, he should have waited till it was his birthday. I mean, I did mine on my birthday. It's a special time. I mean, they all come to your party. All of the doctors come to your party. All the nurses, everybody, they come. You, next time, pick it on your birthday when you do those things. But we have been truly blessed to have Randy and Dodie and the music ministry here. It's fantastic. And he's going to be running hurdles and for a while. And so, Gary Brown. I told him he was going to have to take over, and he almost had a heart attack right there. First thing he's going to have you do when he gets up here is have you all stand up. No, don't do that anymore. Romans 6, verse 23, for the wages or compensation paid by the sin nature for services and work rendered to it is death. Spiritual death resulting in the second death, the lake of fire. But the grace gift from the source of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Current positional truth. The doctrine of eternal life. Turn over to John chapter 3. John chapter 3. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. John chapter 3, verse 16. The Lord Jesus Christ is teaching, for God loved the world so much that he gave his uniquely born Son, that whoever believes in him will never perish, but have eternal life. And then over in verse 36, Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, but whoever rejects the Son will not see life, for God's wrath remains on him. So point one is definition of eternal life. Underneath that, one, attitude toward Christ determines whether we have eternal life or not. John 3:36. Attitude toward Christ determines whether we have eternal life or not. Two, a person has eternal life the very moment he believes in the Lord Jesus Christ as his personal Savior. A person has eternal life the very moment he believes in the Lord Jesus Christ as his personal Savior. Three, at the moment of faith in Jesus Christ, one of the salvation ministries of God the Holy Spirit is that he creates a human spirit. You see, we are born dichotomous. We have a body and a soul, but no human spirit. 1 Corinthians 2:14 says that we are psychikos. P-S-U-C-H-I-K-O-S. Suke, soul, psychikos, soulish. The unbeliever is the soulish man. He has a body and a soul, but he's spiritually dead. He has no human spirit. And so one of the salvation ministries of God the Holy Spirit, there are seven salvation ministries of God the Holy Spirit, but one of them is regeneration. God the Holy Spirit, at the moment you believe in Christ, creates a human spirit so that God the Father can impute eternal life to that human spirit. So point three, at the moment of faith in Christ, God the Holy Spirit creates a human spirit, the doctrine of regeneration, the regeneration ministry of the Spirit of salvation, and then God the Father imputes eternal life to that human spirit. Four, also at the moment of faith in Christ, another salvation ministry of God the Holy Spirit is the baptism of the Spirit. So also at the moment of faith in Christ, God the Holy Spirit enters the church age believer into union with Jesus Christ through the baptism of the Spirit, and we share the eternal life of Jesus Christ. So two different salvation ministries of God the Holy Spirit occur at the very moment of faith in Christ. The regeneration ministry of the Spirit and the baptism of the Spirit. So also at the moment of faith in Christ, God the Holy Spirit enters the church age believer into union with Christ through the baptism of the Spirit, and we share the eternal life of Christ. So, point five, the royal family of God, church age believers, have a double portion of eternal life. We have a double portion of eternal life, and the principle is, to whom much is given, much is expected. To whom much is given, much is expected. We live in the greatest dispensation of human history, the church age. We have blessings above and beyond anything we could ever ask or think. We have blessings that the Old Testament saints never had. Moses never had, Jeremiah never had, Isaiah never had, Joel never had, David never had. They had no idea about the fantastic calling out of a royal family for the Lord Jesus Christ. The royal family of God. Spiritual aristocracy. 2. Eternal life is attainable only in time. Not after you die. After you die, I don't care how many candles people light, you're not going to receive eternal life after you die. If you have not believed in Christ prior to physical death, you will not have eternal life after you die. You can't pray somebody after they die into heaven to have eternal life. It's attainable only in time. So 1, eternal life can only be received while a person is living on earth in his temporal life. It can only be received while a person lives on earth in his temporal life. Two, you cannot receive eternal life once you die as an unbeliever. You cannot receive eternal life once you die as an unbeliever. The Apostle Paul says the time to receive eternal life is now. Now. 2 Corinthians 6, verse 2. Turn over to 2 Corinthians 6, 2. Now is the appointed time. Second Corinthians 6, 2. Second Corinthians 6, 2, for he says, at the acceptable time I listened to you, and on the day of salvation I helped you. Behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. You cannot receive eternal life in eternity. You have to receive it now while you have physical life on earth. And then 3, there is only one entrance into eternal life. Only one entrance into eternal life. Faith alone in Christ alone, apart from any and all work. So eternal life is attainable only in time. Point 3, eternal life belongs only to the believer. Eternal life belongs only to the believer. One, eternal life is a gift given to the church age believer, given to all believers through regeneration at the moment of faith in Christ. And eternal life, we share the eternal life of Christ through the baptism of the Spirit. Two, eternal life is the life possessed by each member of the Godhead. God the Father is eternal life. God the Son is eternal life. God the Holy Spirit is eternal life. Now with the Godhead, eternal life had no beginning. However, eternal life does have a beginning for us, but it never does it have an ending. 3, eternal life begins the moment we believe in Christ. Eternal life begins the moment we believe in Christ. For eternal life continues in our mortal bodies as we live the spiritual life of the church age, as a winner believer, or as we live in the cosmic system as a loser believer. Eternal life continues in our mortal bodies as we make good decisions to live the spiritual life of the church age as a winner believer, or make bad decisions to live in the cosmic system as a loser believer. All believers have eternal life. Winner believers, loser believers, all have eternal life. Five, eternal life continues at the point of physical death. Eternal life continues at the point of physical death. Six, once you have eternal life, you have eternal life forever. Once you have eternal life, you have eternal life forever. Seven, you can never lose your eternal life. You can never lose your eternal life. Turn over to 1 Timothy chapter 6. 1 Timothy 6. First Timothy 6, verse 12. Fight the good fight of faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called. And you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. Fighting the good fight of faith is that fantastic witness that we have by living the unique spiritual life of the church age and glorifying God to the maximum. Turn over to Jude. It's just Jude, not Hey Jude. Jude, verse 21. Keep yourselves in the love of God, virtue, love, waiting anxiously for the mercy, grace, and action of our Lord Jesus Christ to eternal life. 2 Corinthians 5, 6 through 8, our Wednesday night class. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 6, therefore we always have confidence and know that while we are at home, in the house of the human body, we are out of the house of the resurrection body or interim body, away from the Lord. For we walk by faith and not by sight. We are confident and courageous, I say, and for a far better reason, we prefer to be out of the house, out of the body, our human body, and in the house, face to face with the Lord, our interim body or resurrection body. And 1 John 5. 1 John 5, 11 and 12. 1 John 5, 11 and 12. In fact, 1 John 5:11 to 13. We'll start at verse 11. And this is the testimony. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. Point four. There are three categories of eternal life. Three categories of eternal life. For the believer who dies in time prior to the rapture, prior to the resurrection of the royal family, there are three categories of eternal life. First of all, the believer has eternal life while living on earth, having both physical life and eternal life. This is the mortality category of eternal life. This stage of eternal life continues until the rapture takes place or until we die. So, first of all, the believer has eternal life while living on earth, having both physical life and eternal life. The mortality category of eternal life. Secondly, the believer has eternal life after physical death, while living in heaven and waiting for his resurrection body. Secondly, the believer has eternal life after physical death, while living in heaven and waiting for his resurrection body. This can be classified as eternal life in his interim body, from physical death to the rapture. So this can be classified as eternal life in his interim body from physical death to the rapture. And then third, the believer has eternal life forever in his resurrection body, which is resurrection life and eternal life. This is the immortality stage of eternal life. So third, the believer has eternal life forever in his resurrection body, which is resurrection life and eternal life, or the immortality stage of eternal life. Now those believers who live in the rapture generation, we don't know when the rapture will take place, it's signless and timeless. Although with all that's going on in the world today and in America today, I wouldn't be surprised. You might not even get to your operation. All be out of here in the rapture. Well, ta-da. You don't even get to run the hurdles. And the first thing you'll say is, I want to go back and run that again. Nah. So those believers who live in the rapture generation, who do not die physically, they have two categories of eternal life, physical life plus eternal life, and resurrection life plus eternal life. Each category of eternal life reveals a new aspect of God's perfect plan, God's grace. Point five, there is a body for each stage of eternal life. There is a body for each stage of eternal life. First, physical life plus eternal life has the body of corruption with the sin nature. That's what we have right now. That's what we have sitting here. You're sitting here in a body of corruption. But you have eternal life. Physical life plus eternal life has the body of corruption with the sin nature. Two, the interim life after physical death and before the rapture, the interim life plus eternal life has the interim body, which experiences no more pain, No more tears, no more sorrow, no more sickness, no more old sin nature. So the interim life plus eternal life, interim life after physical death but before the rapture, has the interim body. Physical life plus eternal life has the body of corruption with the sin nature. The interim life plus eternal life has the interim body, which experiences no more pain, tears, sorrow, sickness, sin nature. In this interim body, you will be recognizable. This is the body you occupy while awaiting for your resurrection body. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 8, we're studying this specific passage on Wednesday night. The interim life and eternal life stage makes no distinction between winners and losers. That will take place following the rapture at the judgment seat of Christ, when we'll all be evaluated by the Lord Jesus Christ, and at that time there will be distinction between winner believers and loser believers. But in your interim body, no distinction. Everybody is there in their interim body. Everybody is there with perfect happiness, having a great time. It's absolutely wonderful. And you'll be able to recognize everybody. You'll be able to recognize me, this handsome guy. Now you say, who's that? That's the ugliest interim body I've ever seen, and resurrection body. So the interim life and eternal life stage makes no distinction between winners and losers in the Christian life. It provides perfect happiness for every believer. And therefore, this gives the greatest comfort to loved ones at a funeral or at a memorial service. Losers and winners have the same happiness in heaven while they're in their interim body. And then third, resurrection life plus eternal life has the resurrection body. Resurrection life plus eternal life has the resurrection body. Therefore, eternal life exists in two or three categories of life. The believer who does not die, the rapture generation, experiences two categories of eternal life. The believer who does die experiences three categories of eternal life. So, verse 23, for the wages or compensation paid by the sin nature for services and work rendered to it is death. Spiritual death, resulting in the second death, the lake of fire. But the grace gift from the source of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. All right. Chapter 6 is in the can. Next Sunday, chapter 7. Father, we thank you, sir, for your amazing grace. May God the Holy Spirit challenge us that these principles become a source of blessing and happiness in our lives. We pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.